Secrets of Transformation by Eva Dillner. Published by Divine Design 2008. Read by Eva Dillner. Truth or Consequences. Speaking the truth has consequences. However, not speaking or otherwise living your truth also has consequences, usually far more destructive. So in a way, life is a game of truth or consequences. Much drama, such as in movies and television, is about how people go to great lengths to avoid telling the truth, convoluting themselves and their lives. Usually, the truth comes out in the end, and things resolve. Had people been truthful in the beginning, it would have spared everyone a lot of fuss, but that would make for less dramatic viewing. In real life, it is similar. People are often terrified of the consequences of telling the truth, first of all to themselves. Yet when they finally do, it is a great relief, and it usually turns out better than all their denials and avoidance did. Michael, channeled by Shepherd Hoodwin, December 14, 2007. It started like a fairy tale. He was Prince Charming, at first. The abuse came later, when he thought he owned her. It started with verbal attacks. She had done something wrong, he screamed. She couldn't do anything right, it seemed. Other days, Prince Charming was back. One day he raped her. On two occasions, he tried to kill her. She survived. She went on a quest to heal, to understand, to gather the pieces of the puzzle, to make whole. Her inner and outer journeys took her deep into a chain of ancestral pain. Along the way, she learned the secrets of transformation. She left the past behind and changed her life. Are you tired of tripping over your past? Do you keep repeating the same relationship scenarios over and over again? Do you wonder why some people manage to move past the dreadful things that have happened to them? Find out how to quit your whining, leave your baggage behind, and create a new you. The inspiration to write this book came from a magazine article about me that appeared in Allas Veckotidning in Sweden. The journalist wanted to understand some of the relationship issues I had faced and asked me to write down some of my story. I ended up writing about my ex-husband. He originally seemed like Prince Charming, but turned out to be quite the opposite. Jeff was an alcoholic, was mentally and physically abusive, raped me, put me through several car accidents, and tried to kill me several times. I found that writing about my experience and the dramatic ending to our marriage on Christmas Eve 1979 was very cathartic. It was hard to write. I had to force myself to sit at my computer until I had sausaged my way through it. The writing helped me release emotional energy that I hadn't been able to get at before. It was quite an exercise in therapeutic storytelling. You could say I'd written a transformational tale.